You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You got two teams that are battling that are just every possession is a fight. Every possession is a fight. Like defensively, we're not trying to make mistakes. Defensively, they're not trying to make mistakes. They're not trying to give up threes. We're not trying to give up threes. Like, it's every possession. It's whoever can, you know, round up the most stops in a row and offensively get going.
That's James Harden looking to lead the Rockets to a huge win tonight. Game 5, 9:30 tip, Oracle Arena. It's going to be lit, as the kids say. A lot of people expect this thing to go 7 games just like it did last year. If that happens, that's where it gets really interesting, because according to the NBA, if the game goes 7, Game 7 will be Sunday at 2:30, John Lopez.
I love
so
that.
No prime time. You're going to have a 2:30 tip if this thing does go 7. I think something that not very many people are talking about, about this.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
Is just how much work the Rockets have ahead of them, even if they do beat the Warriors in this series. Because I said it before the series. I said, I don't think there's another team outside of the Rockets that can beat the Golden State Warriors. But I think there's some tough matchups waiting for the Rockets after they and if they do get this done. And just to put it in perspective, how much more work there is to be done.
Yeah.
They'd only be halfway done in winning an NBA championship.
Oh, no, it's the conference semifinals.
And you would have 8 more. But I think we forget that, John, because we've been so obsessed with the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I think even in the next matchup, assuming that Denver takes care of business against Portland, I think Denver's playing a lot better than they were in the regular season. I know the Rockets kind of own them. And I think Milwaukee's an extremely tough matchup for the Rockets. I don't want to look past the Warriors, but I think there's just this natural adrenaline going through people's veins, including myself, to where this is basically looked at as almost a default NBA Finals. That's why the ratings have been so great, and it's been such a great rivalry for the last couple of years since Durant got there. But there's so much work left to be done, and I just think I don't want there to be some sort of letdown after it happens, because you're going to exude a lot of injury or energy, and B, man, there's still a lot left to be done if they do get this done.
Well, I'll go backwards. If you get to the finals, you know I've been real high on the Bucks for a while.
You have?
I mean, very, very high on the Bucks. I think they could win a championship this year, even against the Warriors. And certainly, obviously, that means against the Rockets as well. But let's get to the next level, okay? You said that they've had they've kind of owned the Nuggets.
They have.
They also kind of own the Warriors this year.
Yeah.
So when you're saying, oh, they got Denver. Denver's no problem. Would they win the series against the Warriors? 3-1?
Yes.
And they got their hands full right now. Regular season, and we said it at the time, regular season to me doesn't really matter at all in terms of head-to-head. All it is getting your place in the bracket. That's all the regular season matters. How you played against a particular team does not matter one iota to me. And it shouldn't matter against Denver, because not only, you know, yeah, you own them in the regular season, but this, if you've changed, have you been watching Denver? They're looking like a whole different team. Nikola Jokic is just ridiculous.
I mean,
right now.
He's the best big in the league right now.
Going to interest you in some stats.
Always.
Right now, in the entire postseason, that's in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, Jokic is averaging more points than Steph Curry. He's shooting a higher percentage than Steph Curry. He has more assists than James Harden. He has more steals than Draymond Green. And more rebounds than everyone. He's balling right now.
And we talk about Clint Capella and how he's not really a factor in this Warriors series. Mm-hmm. And the Rockets have been better since they've gone small. You're going to need every ounce of Clint Capella if you do get past the Warriors, because you're most likely going to face the man you just talked about. And then you're going to need rim protection against the Greek Freak. And, oh, by the way, they have Lopez at center, Brook Lopez. So, you know, it's an uphill battle. And the only reason we mention this is not to look past the Golden State Warriors, because we know the task that the Rockets have ahead of them. It's to just put in perspective and take a step back that, yes, this is the most exciting series that we're probably going to see in the playoffs. And, yes, we've been looking forward to this since Chris Paul hurt his groin. But – my gosh, there's still so much work to do and so much work left to be done. And I can actually compare this to a team that I witnessed firsthand this happened to, and I know you, I think you were actually covering the series at the time, John, but if we go back 13 years, the Dallas Mavericks, mm-hmm. 2006, conference semis against the San Antonio Spurs,
yeah.
and the Mavericks had been obsessed. They've been 100% obsessed with beating the San Antonio Spurs, and it was almost like once the San Antonio Spurs are hurdled, then you know we're going to go out there and win a championship. And what happened was, you remember Game 7, Mavericks went to San Antonio and they ended mm-hmm. up winning that, but then they had to play the Mike D'Antoni Suns in the conference finals, won that one in six, but went and lost the NBA finals to the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the hurdle that you felt like you wanted to overcome so much, you did it, and it was almost like some sort of like jubilation and like just excitement through the city, but you didn't end up reaching the ultimate goal that everyone wants to get to. And that's the same situation that this Rockets team, who's obsessed over jumping the Warriors, is in right now.
They started bleeping each other's bleeps too soon, to paraphrase Pulp Fiction. The Mavericks did, and that's, we're not getting the cart ahead of the horse here, because I mean you got your hands full. I'm just saying, if you're projecting down the road, Denver's no gimme by any stretch at all, no matter what happened in the regular season. And that sense of accomplishment, that sense of satisfaction, that's a dangerous thing to have, man. And the Mavericks are a great example.
And I can just tell you, man, I was an aspiring journalism student. I might have been in like my fourth freshman year or whatever at Tech. No, I'm just kidding. I was probably my third sophomore year, something like that. And I was an intern at the ESPN station, and, you know, there was an obsession. There was an obsession with beating the Spurs with the Mavs. You remember it. You know how much they went back and forth. And as soon as they beat the Spurs, it was almost like a championship celebration. The same celebration we're going to have if they beat the Warriors, just to be completely honest. But if you fast forward a month and a half after they finally beat the team that they were obsessed over beating, they lost in the NBA Finals. And what you thought mattered and how excited you were, it really didn't mean a damn thing afterwards. It's the exact same situation we're in, and there's just still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, and this could well be the de facto NBA Finals that we're watching between the Warriors and the Rockets. It could well be, but it's no guarantee. And I think you know, if you get that sense of accomplishment going, like I said, it's pretty dangerous.
And this is something else that we need to look at today, is how these teams come out swinging. Because I heard Meltzer say it today, and I couldn't disagree more. And to be fair to my good friend Mike, he's not the only one saying it, but there's a lot of people saying, well, the Golden State Warriors have more pressure on them. Why?
No way.
Like, why would the Golden State Warriors have more pressure on them than the Rockets? The Rockets, they have guys that are chasing their first rings. They have an obsession to get that first ring. Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, they already have their championship rings, and they already know that they can do it, and they know that they're still the favorites. So if we are talking about pressure, I don't understand how you can say that the Rockets don't have more pressure on them than the Warriors right now. And this is a battle-tested team, so I'm glad that they have more pressure on them, because I think this Rockets team, when push comes to shove, can rise above and get the job done with the grit, with the experience, with the talent they got. I hope they're feeling that pressure.
I think and you know this, Landry, some of our listeners may not have heard me say that. I think pressure at this level is vastly overrated, unless you're shooting a free throw to win a championship or win a game. You know, generic pressure, you know, these guys, you know, once they get into the game, it's going to be hoops. It's going to be, you know, a game plan. It's going to be playing. But if there's more pressure on anyone, I do agree with you. I think it is going to be on the Rockets. You're going to Oakland. If you lose this game, all of a sudden, I mean, you will have the tight collars, you know, just in a generic sense, until the tip goes off, and maybe that'll affect your preparation going into Friday's game.
Yeah, I 100% think that the pressure's on. I have no problem with that, because I think James Harden is in a groove. I think PJ Tucker is ready to go. It's just a matter of if Chris Paul can come out there and outplay Steph Curry and Klay Thompson as they struggle, and hopefully those guys don't erupt, because we've seen them do it many times, because the Splash Brothers have been very, very bad. I never get
the Belly Flop Brothers.
Okay, we're calling them the Belly Flop Brothers now. We'll go with that. Mm-hmm. What exactly does it mean when this we talk about cliches and we make fun of cliches a lot? What does it mean when they got more to lose than us? Like, No, you both teams have the same thing to lose. Like it's a game, it's a series. Like you're both losing the same thing. I don't understand this. Well, they have a lot more to lose than we do. No, that's not true. And what does that mean?
The only way I could figure that is like if some team clearly thinks that team is going to disintegrate. And maybe that's what people are saying about the Warriors because they're convinced Kevin Durant's leaving. They're not sure on Klay Thompson, et cetera, et cetera. That's the only thing. But in terms of like this season, no, you're losing the same thing, a chance to move on.
That's
you know,
it.
You're moving the same thing.
That's it. And you got to stay up late to do it. 9:30. Get you a nap in. We'll tell you where you need to hit around town. We can do that right now. We won't even hold off on that. You need to hit Twin Peaks, first of all. Twin Peaks is one of the best as far as just the cold beer, the appetizers, the scene. Twin Peaks is something you need to consider. Buffalo Wild Wings, they have happy hour from 9 to 11. I think you can get you some $3 tall beers.
So
if you want to go watch the first half there, get you some $3 tall beers, some cheap food. Spanky's, my favorite pizza spot, kind of a sports bar vibe too.
Mm-hmm. What? Order a bunch of pizzas.
You can, and if you do, they'll be $10.99 for
just
a one topping large.
Second half against Maryland.
$10.99, one topping large. F you, John Lopez. Little Woodrow's, they got clutch bomb specials. That's a shot. Steak night as well, and big ass beer specials. Go to Little Woodrow's and Kirby Ice House. You got a little steak night.
That's
drinks
so
at $3.
Good. So good.
And of course, Pluckers, 675, 34 ounce Miller Lights.
You've hit that steak night, right?
I have.
That's really
I'm
good.
I'm a big steak night guy.
Figure you would love it. You been to Kirby Ice House for a steak?
No, I haven't.
On the Corner's the best steak night.
They cook them outside. They got the grill going.
Where is it at?
Kirby Ice House.
Okay.
Okay. Right there, dog.
I thought it was the name of the place.
No, it is. I'm just messing with you.
It's the street too, man.
Yeah.
Little Woodrow's got it too. You can choose your steaks, but I'm a big fan. Around the Corner steak night, man. Don't get me started on that. That's around my neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot. You can take advantage of a Wednesday late night game
because
you're not
going to
have these specials on. I don't know. I'm going to flip a coin and figure it out. Probably Woodrow's steak night downtown. Maybe hit some Pluckers, 675, 34-ounce Millers. Don't threaten me with a good time. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Wednesday. The NFL free agent pool's gotten a lot cheaper. Will Brian Gain finally pounce? In a strange interview with a potential Texan, things about to get awkward next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.